Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trundy Trev Murray from the Koori, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now looking at the Victorian state budget for 2022-23, and all thumbs up in regarding commitment to traditional owners' rights and interests is an important acknowledgement of relationship to the country, cultural heritage and traditional knowledge and practice. We're going to catch up a yarn there with our deadly brother, and that's Paul Payton, CEO of Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations. On the line, Paul, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm really well, thanks, and it's great to be here with you this morning.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, my name is Paul, and I'm a Gunai Monero man, so my country is out to the east of Melbourne, so along the coast to the east there is where my grandmother and grandfather's country is.
Well, beautiful country, and I will say from a far north Queensland blackfella, cold down that way, brother, no matter how you look at it.
Definitely, it's getting colder every day at the moment, so it's time to pull out all the jackets and the beanies.
For sure. No, good one. Congratulations on this commitment state budget. We as blackfellas, we take what we can get, but it's great to see that First Nation traditional owners are at the table in regarding the state budget, yep?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've campaigned hard to the state government, and we've really got a committed state government here in Victoria that's supporting treaty and supporting traditional owner aspirations and acknowledges that relationship to country and cultural heritage and ensuring that traditional knowledge and practice is supported. And this year's budget, there was $400 million to support Aboriginal Victorians and particularly $151 million to support treaty, which is a really transformative process in the relationship between Aboriginal Victorians and the state of Victoria. So, it's good to hear and receive those initiatives. But there's still some gaps there, and we'll be looking into future budgets to ensure that those types of
Money's a tool, Paul. Good to have the money at the table, but like I said, it doesn't fill all the gaps, and we're talking about closing the gap in all facets of life. Still a lot of work to be done. Do you see this also as an opportunity for, job opportunities for First Nation people?
Oh, absolutely. I think this will bring more jobs to community. As is always, there's always, there's a concern out there that that a lot of the funds that are allocated do go to government departments and things like that. But I think, all in all, this will deliver jobs for community will deliver those outcomes that we're looking to achieve, and that will sort of support our traditional owner corporations to generate employment opportunities and generate that prosperity within their own community. So, I think that's really important. And, I think, the budget, as I mentioned, it's got some gaps, but certainly we've been focused on country wellbeing, which is around renewable energy and bushfire and water and coastal type initiatives and cultural well-being, so language and teaching and reclamation is part of this year's budget. Support more for Aboriginal heritage and cultural heritage, supporting, there's a lot of work going on in Victoria around cultural heritage, and groups need that support to be able to respond to that that level of activity that's occurring here in Victoria. So it's good to,
this commitment, it also, like I said, it builds a good foundation for keeping our culture alive and keeping it strong, and also an educational tool, but also inspiring for our young brothers and sisters coming through. I'm thinking that also a possibility for First Nation businesses to grow as well. Procurement.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, there is a huge growth in Aboriginal businesses here in Victoria, and our mobs are taking those opportunities and putting themselves out there and creating these businesses that really are, supporting local employment and teaching the community and real sort of businesses that are part of the economy. And importantly, we've got recently announced the Commonwealth Games are coming to Victoria in 2026. And the focus is on regional Victoria. So a lot of the games are going to be in regional areas, which is a lot of where our mobs live and work. Mm-hmm. And, it'll be really important for traditional owners and communities to be able to get the support to prepare for that.
Cool.
Because they'll play a really important role in those games, and that will set them up for the future as well.
And look, from that, success breeds success, inspires our young ones and inspires our mob to be in business. And with money at the table, which is, like I said, a tool, it can enhance and progress future aspirations for our young ones.
Well, that's right, absolutely. We know that jobs are so important for our mob, and to ensure that they've got that economic base to be successful and live safe and healthy and happy lives. So it's really important that we focus on ensuring that there are those employment pathways, job opportunities, and particularly in community. It's so important that the communities have got those jobs that they can attract our mob to, because often those opportunities are few and far between. So
exactly.
Sort of bolster up those jobs in community, I think.
And give us a bit of background regarding the Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations, brother.
We're a statewide body that sort of advocates for the rights of traditional owners, and we work in the areas of systemic reform and developing strategies and policies, whether it be relating to cultural fire and native foods and botanicals or local government, really about developing ways to change policies and legislation in Victoria to get more recognition of our rights.
Yes.
And create those opportunities to have a stronger partnership with government, as well as create opportunities for communities through a sort of a self-determination lens to develop our communities to be resilient and prosperous into the future. So our job is to sort of advocate around those rights and support our communities to achieve those types of aspirations.
Beautiful, fantastic organisation. How long have you been the CEO there, Paul?
Oh, just 2 years now. So
enjoying that journey?
Mostly COVID, but just getting back into the office now. But I really enjoy seeing that change happen and those sort of opportunities come about from the work that we do and the support that we can provide to groups to achieve that. It's really sort of heartwarming type of work that really gives you a sense of satisfaction.
Exactly. I'm hearing you, brother. Looking good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations. Hats off to the Victorian government in regarding supporting our mob in the state budget 22-23. And all the best to the Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations, the work that you mob are doing there. And look, we'll be in touch, Paul. And thank you very much for the yarn, brother. Stay warm, cuss. Yeah.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, Jeff. I certainly will.
All the best. Bye bye.
See
ya. A deadly yarn there, and that's Paul, his name is. He's Paul Payton, and he's the CEO of the Federation of Victorian Traditional Owner Corporations. And talking about the commitment from the Victorian government towards traditional owners' rights and interests, and that's for the 22-23 budget. So fantastic, they're on the table. But as Paul did mention, still a long way to go. A lot of gaps to fill, so to speak. Closing the gap, yes, we're talking about that. But it's great for job opportunities the budget for the 12 months. There it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Had the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
thoughts within, visions I see, daring to dream my destiny. So much sorrow, heartache we hear, as we comfort our children, when they shed a tear. We must stand strong, stand tall, when your back's against the wall. Gotta look deep within yourself, gotta rise above it all. When no one's there to comfort you, gotta push your fears aside. Rely on your inner strength, find a sense of pride. You gotta find, and with hope in our hearts, so as our fight's not in vain, must look to our elders to ease all the pain. For tomorrow is near, and we must stand as one. Together, united under one sun. Against the wall, gotta look deep within yourself, gotta rise above it all. When no one's there to comfort you, gotta push your fears aside. Rely on your inner strength, find a sense of pride.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call if you want to have your say here on National Talk Black. It is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbaribrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to all our First Nation Radio Station across this deadly country of ours, a deadly black network. And like I said, voices for our people. We play our tunes. We have our yarns. And a lot of yarns we talk about are not on mainstream radio, so it's a fantastic, powerful tool, and our voices can be heard, so do utilise your mob. Let's talk NRL. We've got the NRL Magic happening in Brisbane, Suncorp Stadium this weekend, and the games are lined up tomorrow night, Friday night. We've got Bulldogs up against the Knights, and then the Sea Eagles up against Broncos. And then the games thereafter on Saturday, Warriors up against Rabbitohs, Titans up against Dragons, and top of the table clash, Storm up against the Panthers. Pappenhausen is out, so he's maybe a bit of a brick wall there for Storm, but see how they go. Panthers, Storms are leading the way thanks to their win last week, and Panthers lost to the Eels. On the Sunday, we had the Sharks up against the Raiders, Roosters up against Eels, and the last game, and be a bit dodgy in regard to the field on the last day, West Tigers versus Cowboys, and that will conclude the NRL magic for this weekend. Hope your team wins. Have your say in Jan Upstrong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Should be on our way to the place we are. to glow in the mirror this morning. And standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through. Oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? Guess I'll have to go and apologize. For once again, being a clown and having fun. I don't mean to drink the living out of you. Though it seems that's all that I. I can see it in your eyes. You're about to say goodbye. Loving, I don't mean to drink loving out of you. I promise I'll give up my wicked way and attend your every wish. I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it. Wait and see. As I sit back and watch our children play, and I realize how far we have come. I think I nearly threw it all away when I nearly drank that loving out of you.
Yeah, deadly track there. I don't mean to drink. Ron Naden, yep. My beautiful father used to always say, big shout out, Dad, love you dearly. He used to always say, let you control that little brown bottle. Don't let it control you. That's what it's all about. and drink in moderation, and use it as a celebrational tool, so to speak, not for anger or be in control of it. And you need to look at that man, that woman in the mirror, and fix it all up if that's the case. But there is help out there. And don't forget, we've got 13 Yarn 139276 for our mob out there who need to yarn about a situation in their life. Call 13 Yarn 139276, confidential, of course. And look, don't forget our lifeline as well, 131114. Kids Helpline, 1-800-551-800. They're the numbers, very important numbers. And like I said, you don't have to be sick to get better. Good to have that conversation, good to have that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong here, 1-800-422-416. Even though yarn, every trendy Trev is soothing, I like to think, you know. And I got a gift of gab, but two pair of ears. Two ears, one mouth, using that form. That's how I roll. Have your saying yarn up strong. Let's talk AFL. Games happening this weekend. On the Friday night, we've got the Collingwood Magpies up against Western Bulldogs. Saturday, Hawthorn up against Richmond. North Melbourne Kangaroos up against Port Adelaide. St Kilda up against Geelong Cats. Sydney Swans up against the Bombers. And also have Adelaide Crows up against Brisbane Lions. On the Sunday, the Gold Coast Suns up against Fremantle. GWS versus Carlton. West Coast Eagles versus Melbourne. There it is. And for all you radio lovers out there, don't forget Indigenous Broadcasting, AFL Broadcasting. You can tune on to NERS and grab the radio app, and you can listen to the games being called there on for the Friday night, Friday 13th game, Collingwood versus Western Bulldogs, Marvel Stadium. And then on the Saturday, 14th May, Adelaide Crows versus Brisbane Lions. So you can catch that through Indigenous Broadcasting. And big shout out to major sponsors and broadcast partners, Bendigo Bank, Bigger Than a Bank, AAA, big shout out AAA, and National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Awaken to the rising of the morning sun. Gotta get up, gotta move on again. Not looking forward to the day. Wondering how my next night's gonna be. Moving down the long, lonely road. Tired and weak, but there's no chance of slowing me down. I've always wanted to sing. It was my only dream. I've always wanted to move from town to town. So here I am.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
It takes time to get to where you want to go.
Surely everybody knows it takes time. And it takes time to gather all the things you need to start a little family. It takes time. 'Cause when a man gives his heart, he hangs it on the line. When you find someone, love takes time. And it takes time, time to really trust someone. After all the things they've done, trust takes time. And it takes time to forgive a friend untrue. Their words can really cut right through. That takes time. 'Cause when a man gives his heart, he hangs it on the line. And when you've been hurt, trust takes time. And it takes time to understand the things they do. Their intentions really true. Doubt takes time. And it takes time to change the world we're living in. It's been that way since life began. That takes time. When a man shows his heart, he hangs it on the line. And when you've been hurt, loss takes time. And it takes time to heal away their memory. I know you hear them constantly. Loss takes time. It takes time to make somebody really see the little things in life we need. That takes time. Trust takes time. Hurt takes time. Love takes time.
Should I tell you about all the crazy things I've ever done? I've been searching all my life when I should have stayed. I tried to run. I was searching for an answer in a world full of strangers. But what I found was never real enough. Now that I found you, I'm looking through the eyes of love. Darling, you've been good to me. You were so much more. I never thought that I would find someone who's so sweet and kind like you.
Yeah, through the eyes of love, Todd Williams here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong New Mob. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. So Yarn Up Strong New Mob. Now, new uniform for First Nation midwives helping save lives. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Mel Briggs, First Nations midwife for RLMICF, and that's acronym for Rodenti Lipset Indigenous Midwifery Charitable Fund. On the line, Mel, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I am from my mum's Darawal and my dad is Goombangi, so Armidale and South Coast, Lapu's.
Beautiful country, beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my sister. So talking about your uniform for First Nation midwives, helping save lives. So can you tell us more about the need for more First Nation midwives? You there? Hello? Mel? Hey, Mel, hey, you hang up on a brother. We'll try and get Mel back. That's Mel Briggs, First Nations midwife for RLMICF. And like I said, that's the acronym for Rodenti Lipset Indigenous Midwifery Charitable Fund. And what we're talking about there, well, sadly, First Nations women are almost three times more likely to die during pregnancy and childbirth compared to non-Indigenous women. However, having access to a First Nation midwife has been immeasurable impact on the health and well-being of vulnerable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander babies. So a very important space and a very important role that Mel Briggs play. But we'll try and get it back and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And like I said, we'll yarn with Mel as soon as we can. But big shout out to you, Mob, and big shout out to First Nation radio station across the country, a beautiful Deadly network, and yarn up strong to all our mob across this nation, to Deadly.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, we are live here for First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. I was yarning with Mel Briggs, and like First Nation midwife, and talking about the space and talking about our new uniforms for First Nation midwives, helping save lives. We'll try again. Mel, you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry,
hey, my sister.
That.
All good. We got your back, so no dramas. Technology, they call it.
Hey, I know.
All right, now, my sister, talking about this space here, can you tell us more about the need for more First Nation midwives?
Yes. So at the moment, we have less than 2% First Nations midwives within the Australian midwifery workforce in the country. So, you know, that is very sad for our people, because then that means that our people aren't receiving care by Aboriginal women who hold the oldest living cultural knowledges and practices on the earth. And,
exactly.
You know, our women, yeah, like our women need more First Nations midwives to feel that they can come and see us and know that they're going to be looked after proper way, like our way.
Exactly. So, and you can't beat black on black, hey, Mel?
No way. There is no, you cannot, you just can't, you know. Like, midwives in general do an amazing job, you know, but being an Aboriginal midwife is even more in-depth and more connected and more culturally grounded, you know. Like, it feels like we need more of our people in community, more Aboriginal midwives in community.
Yes.
So that the women, you know, can see the women and, you know, feel like they're going to, you know, the languages that we use and the practices that we use and, you know, going out in community, looking after our mums and our babies. Like,
and a safe platform for communication too, Mel, I would think.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, I feel like when I go out and visit our mums, you know, in community, we're just welcomed in because we know who our families are, we know who the aunties and the cousins and the elders are, and we're part of the community. It's part of what we do, even when we're not qualified midwives.
We're exactly. Now, why is the mortality rate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander babies so high?
Well, know, because we don't have First Nations midwives in community, from community, caring for our women in community. So it's like, it's that double-ended sword, you know, like we need more First Nations midwives to be out in community to have those beautiful professional, clinical, cultural relationships with each other so that the women can access the services really early in their pregnancy, and then we can build on that, you know, we can engage and have beautiful pregnancy care, and you know, then that reduces preterm birth, and that then reduces the low birth weight, because we know that when babies are born preterm or low birth weight, they're more likely to die in the first year of life. So we need to prevent preterm and low birth weight babies by having more First Nations midwives in community.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, RLIMCF have launched a new uniform for First Nation midwives.
Yes.
The Huggies sister scrubs worn proudly by First Nation midwives across the country. So please enlighten us, sister.
Yeah, well, this beautiful scrub was, the design was designed by Leona McGrath, who is a Murray woman.
Yes.
But I won't go into the detail of the artwork. You have to actually look online on the Redanthi Lipset Charitable Fund website.
Yes.
Understand Leona's concept, but it's an absolutely beautiful scrub, and Huggies and Redanthi have partnered for this initiative so that, you know, there's more awareness around the lack of First Nations midwives, and they've given 20 of the scrubs to Redanthi scholars already, so those will be then rolled out to all the scholars who've received scholarships from Redanthi. And then eventually it will be rolled out across the country for all of our deadly midwives.
It's like a gift for recognition, acknowledgement and achievement, yes?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And it's just knowing that you got someone there who's going to have your back. Like, that's what it is. You know?
Exactly.
Like, we are black and we are deadly.
We are black, we are deadly. Mm-hmm. And bringing our beautiful babies into this world. That's what it's all about, isn't it, sister?
Love babies. The babies are our future.
Exactly.
Our babies.
Now, do you guys work closely with Kasanam?
Kasanam, yes.
Yes, Congress Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, yes.
Absolutely, yes. We love Kasanam. Kasanam is the peak body for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives in the country. They are the gold standard of ensuring policy and standards, and that cultural safety is met.
Exactly.
Across the entire nursing and midwifery workforce. So they are the pushback and the advocates for making sure that non-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses and midwives meet the criteria to work with our MOB. So, you know, that is such an important part of what we do, especially when we work in mainstream services.
Yes.
We need to be able to feel safe when we go and work in those services. And a lot of the reasons why our midwives and nurses don't practice in mainstream is because of racism.
Exactly.
And what Kasanam do, they're making sure that standards and those protocols are in place so that our nurses and midwives can be sustained in mainstream services and look after our people when they go to hospital.
Beautiful. So talking midwives, but also you did mention nurses, as I mentioned with Kasanam. I want to give a big shout-out to all our beautiful nurses out there, International Nurse Day happening. And so a big shout-out and thank them for the work that they do. You there, Mel? No, I lost Mel again. That's Mel Briggs. We're talking about the new uniform for First Nation midwives, helping save lives, and like a very important space. Like I said, producing new human beings, First Nation babies into the world. So we thank our midwives, but just make mention of the nurses as well. International Nurse Day is happening today. So big shout out to all our beautiful nurses, black and white across this globe, and looking after all human beings. That's what it's all about. And we'll try to get Mel back and just finish off that yarn. But this daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, about 10 minutes left on the program, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So do yarn up strong here, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget, we have a text number, 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yes, we are living in the information age, so you can contact us via the webpage or by Facebook. And I call it Sookbook, Big Face. Which way? Have your yarn, have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Archie Roach with My Grandma. Too beautiful.
not too late, it's not too late, it's never too late.
The lights of the city burning deep to my eyes, as I sit at my window searching these skies for a star to hold on to and call my own. In the hole I'm leaning. I recall these past years and the chances I've had, and relate my misfortune to this habit so bad. Had I just listened to the words of my dad, maybe things would look better right now. I know I need help, but I push it away in the hope of the glory of my habits new day. But when it's all over and I sink back to me, I start wishing for my family again. I swear that the dawn will bring a new me, but that sound keeps on knocking and tearing, you see. It tells of the story of a crossroads ahead. Do nothing or turn with the tide.
Yeah, that's Shannon, John Rowlands, Gentle Heart, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give you the update with top stories in the news. Southeast Queensland braces for major flooding as storms and heavy rain lash state. Australian taxpayers paid almost $20 million to sell the Port of Darwin. He got more than 20 bullets, witness reveals details of shooting. Deep trouble, a new age of superstorms threatens coastal cities. Gallen's insane comeback attempt stuns fans. A passenger who, with no flying experience, landed a plane at a Florida airport after the pilot became incapacitated. Whoa, that's scary. And Putin suffers huge blow as Ukraine hits back. One in three people are infected with this parasite, and the clue could be in your eyes. Also, Finland's president tells Putin to look in the mirror. Yep, there it is. Have your say, yarn up strong. In actual fact, you have to do that tomorrow. Trendy Trev going to sign off for today. And look, I thank you very much for your company. Our National Talk Black 1 hour program, and 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, that is. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station in Cairns here, Bummer Bripper Media, 98.7 FM, on your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to the National News Radio Service. So thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon. And also, talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding COVID-19, how to live with it. We are in this space and look like I ain't going nowhere. So have a yarn with First Nation Health Organisation. Keep you and your family safe. Too deadly mob.